Well, we got those thunderstorms that came through our area yesterday. Anywhere, the further west you were, it was 4:30 to 5. Around here, it was between 5 and 6. And there were some very local heavy thunderstorms. There were power outages. And a person died at the Wyantna Country Club. Some people spotted a golf cart, which was covered by a couple of downed trees. When the police went out to respond, they found a person dead by the side of the golf cart. It doesn't matter what time of year you're in. You're in October. When thunderstorms are predicted, you really have to be very careful out on the golf course. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I was just going to say that, you know, why were you out on the golf course? I mean, we were talking about gusty thunderstorms, and there were already wind advisories out.
Yeah,
so,
I learned my lesson once very early out on a golf course where it was a beautiful day and there was a chance of severe thunderstorms. It's just a chance. Well, at the worst point for a thunderstorm to come along, and this golf course did not have any areas where you could get protection unless under trees, which really isn't protection, I got caught in just after the ninth hole. So we had to make it back all the way to the clubhouse because a thunderstorm rolled in within, it seemed like seconds, it was minutes, but it took about 6 minutes to get back to the clubhouse, and the thunderstorm rolled in at about 3. So it's a very dangerous thing. It really is. And this is the first I've heard in a long while locally where a thunderstorm has caused the death of a golfer. But our condolences to the family, whoever they are. But it was, it was kind of wicked for about 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes. It went through very quickly, though.
Yeah, that was a cold front. And back of it, today will be a sunny day, a windy day, not as bad as yesterday. A high's mid-60s, and tonight clear and chilly, 35 to 40. Sunny Friday, a little bit milder, 65 to 70. Saturday, pick of the day of the weekend. Sun mixing with clouds, 75 to 80. It's cloudy Sunday, 60 to 65. And it's rainy Monday with highs in the 50s. It's a Marshall Miles Monday.
Rainy days and Mondays
will always get you down.
Always get you down, yeah.
Yep. Delta, 100-mile-per-hour winds, 450 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. Laura hit Cameron, Louisiana 6 weeks ago. This will be the sixth time this season that Louisiana gets hit with either a tropical storm or a hurricane. And landfall is going to be between Cameron and, let's say, Baton Rouge. So not actually dead center Louisiana, but just to the west of dead center is what we're thinking right now, late Friday. After that, the moisture from Delta will ride northeastward and arrive here Sunday night and Monday, making Pat's plans cut short. I have now, in my mind, scheduled what I have to do. I have to finish staining the deck. I will do that Saturday so that it dries. Saturday night. Then on Sunday, I will pack up the car, and then I usually put those, I don't know what you want to call them, but they're just pieces of, they're like foam board, but they have plastic on them.
Yeah.
And I put those up over the screened-in porch, and the only reason I do that is because of the floor in the screened-in porch. It is a mahogany floor. If I don't, the rain and snow is going to get through the screen and lay on that floor all winter long and just ruin it. So I have to do that, and that's it. I will come back Sunday evening. And then Monday, I will unload the car, try to find places in the garage to put everything, and that's it. It'll be done for another season. Don't ask me where the season went.
I know.
But it's gone. And the other thing that bothered me, I didn't tell you about this yesterday, they had the annual meeting October 3rd, last Saturday.
Via Zoom, right?
That is correct. Now, they have the meeting scheduled for 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to run to 2 in the afternoon. I'm doing the opening and finale of their movie project, so I can't bother getting in on my phone or my laptop. I'm too busy. But one of the people in the show came to me afterwards and said, I was listening up until the time that I had to come here. I said, yes, she says, and they were talking about building the gazebo in the back field instead of renting a tent every year for the picnic. And they want to know whether or not we would like it. We're not voting for it. They just want to know whether or not they would go for it. It would cost $65,000 to expand the slab that's already there and put a top on it, a permanent top. I said, yeah. And they said, and one of the cabin owners, who I know, got up and said, well, I'm against it. It's a lot of money, number one. And number two, I'm against it because look what they did with our so-called studio. I was there a little while ago, and I walked in there, and it was not only a mess, but it was smelly. Huh. And I said, oh, really? I said, it was a mess and smelly. I said, number one, it smells because it's closed up all year long until I open it up. It's got a cement slab, and it's a molding, musty smell. That's number one. And number two, it was messy because we are in the midst of their movie project. So I was going to type a really good email to all the offices and this person who said it. And I decided, you know what, Marshall? I'll be the better person.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ignore it.
Hey, worst comes to worst, they'll cancel the movie.
They'll never do that. They need it.
Yeah.
They need it for their tax write-off. They need it. But what are they going to do when I throw my hands up and say, I'm not doing it anymore and I'm not doing the dance?
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Because it's been, the movie's 27 years. The dance is 20, because we didn't have this year. So 27 years, no one has done either project or even stepped up to the plate and said, let me give you a hand. And there's 100 cabin owners. So that was my rave for this morning. Thank you very much. And I did a DIY project yesterday that you'll laugh. And I know what you're going to say. My halogen outdoor motion detector light over the garage blew out.
Okay.
So I put the ladder up because it was a beautiful day before it got windy.
Yeah, it was real nice, yeah.
Right? And I get up there, and it's got a little door that's got a, you know, with hinges on it that you got to flip down. Well, and there's a screw on the top. Well, the screw is rusted solid. Now, obviously, it's been there since I bought the house. Haven't changed anything up there. So it's 4.5 years. So I got up there. I can't get the screw up. I use DW-40. I use my drill gun. I use everything. So out come the hacksaw, and I'm going to cut the screw off. Cut the screw off. And I'm up on a ladder, almost two stories. And then I get the window to open. And I see it's that long, skinny glass halogen light bulb.
Yeah.
You know? So I pull it out, and of course it breaks. I bring it to the department store. I get one that is similar. Bring it back. I use the cloth. It says, do not put your hands on it. I said, I know Marshall already told me. So I put it in. How am I getting that door closed? I close it, but what's going to hold it closed? So I found a little clamp. And I said, let's see if this works. I clamped it. It worked. I went down, turned on the light. Bingo. Worked. 5-minute job turned into 1 hour.
Yeah. that's what happens when things are outdoors for like you say, 4 years, and you don't think about them. You go out there and boom.
So that was that. So that was my day yesterday. And today I'll think about you as I drive into the city. You don't go into the city anymore, right, Marshall?
Very, very rarely. Very, very, very rarely, yeah.
That's good.
Well, circumstances. I don't do much of anything anymore except go to work and go shopping and get gas every once in a while.
Right, solve computer problems and buy gift cards at the holidays.
Well, I always did that. But
I know.
And I'll continue that. I'll send gift cards from my grave. You know,
it's a nice day to go to the city. I mean, it'll be clear. I got some papers that someone has to sign, so I have to make the trip. But I'm not thrilled about it.
Well, I just what did I do yesterday? I did some cooking around the house when I got home. Took my nap, got up, worked in the afternoon, and then I watched at 6 o'clock. I watched John Oliver's Last Week Tonight from this past weekend. And then I watched the new episode of The Boys. I tell you, I love these. My two favorite shows are so weird and so strange. I don't know where they come up with these writers and these directors, but they do a great job. And it's not like watching regular television where you can basically figure out plot lines. These things that are put on by Netflix and by Prime, they really know how to hide their plot line and hit you with a surprise at the end. Every one of these shows, it's very rare, but both these shows, my jaws always drop down at the end of the show. Say, holy smokes, who can think this stuff up? Amazing.
They do, though.
They do. And I'll tell you, it's great watching a show. A one-hour show is actually 48 minutes because there's no commercials.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. By the way, did you watch the debate?
No.
Oh, you did.
I saw all the pictures of the fly on his head, though.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
There was a fly, and he's got gray hair, so the fly
so
just
stands out. Yeah. How funny
but
is that?
No, I already know who I'm going to vote for. So why watch the debates? I know who I'm going to vote for.
Right.
So
I guess,
I'm not going to. If it was decision time, yes, I'd watch. But I know who I'm going to vote for. So I just don't want to get hot under the collar. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but anyways, yeah, I saw the picture of the fly. That's all. Huh. Oh, well. All right, Pat. No fly on you, though.
Nope. And we'll fly right in again for one more day tomorrow.
All right. And no mice around the house either lately, right?
No. Everything has been quiet, thank goodness.
All right. Well, I'm going to squeak away, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.